Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. Thanks for joining us this week. So every week as you turn in, change is hard, right? We know that. Everybody knows that. Does it have to be that hard? So again, I have a free gift for you right out of the gate to help you on your journey of change. It's my communication style assessment. Just gives you a little bit of insight into your natural superpowers as you communicate and how you show up. And it also gives you your blind spot, which, you know, I think is more important than anything, because when we're talking with those totally different than us, we really need to make sure we're on our game. So go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA and get your two reports, my gift to you to help you navigate change with a smidge more ease. So my motivational quote today is by Barbara Scherer, and Barbara says, "Doing is a quantum leap from imagining." Now, as I reflect and think about the topic for each show, like I did with this one, I always want you to stop and think about how you can change something. Hopefully it's something small, right? So we don't take on too much. That you can change something in your life to create the life you desire and maybe have only dreamed about. Now, I feel like we all work so darn hard and feel like surviving sometimes is enough. But is it? And I know I feel this sometimes too with work, with relationships, with health, with making money. And right, the list keeps going on. Well, today I have an amazing guest. My guest, back for, I don't know, the umpteenth time, is Jennifer Hogue. And Jennifer and I are not, Jen is not talking about surviving really well, which I think most of us think is the best we can hope for. Our conversation is really going to be about learning how to thrive, live in fulfillment, and receive abundance of gifts that have been available and waiting for us. We just didn't know it. So are you ready to thrive and not just survive? And I just want to tell you a little bit about Jen. Go back. I posted a show with Jen a couple of weeks ago. We had a great discussion. It does really well on my Apple podcast, so I wanted to share that with you. Today, we're going to dig a little bit deeper and really talk about abundance, but I want to give you a little bit of her history. So Jen is a very good friend. She was a corporate economist for a really large multinational company until she personally got physically sick from toxic exposure and watched her life fall into effort and struggle. Now, she's traveled the world, worked with scientists, doctors, mystics, and spiritual leaders who corroborated the tie between our vitality, our abundance, our ability to flow, and the laws of physics, which is her jam, and made an astonishing full recovery. Her relentless journey to fully heal showed her that understanding the relationship of physics to life not only affects her health, but also her finances, business, energy, and communication. So she became super passionate about developing leading edge systems to assist her clients and you and me to achieve quantum leap results in all areas of our life. Please help me welcome the amazing, wonderful Jen to the show. Thanks, girlfriend, for coming on.
Hey, so happy to be here. Very excited for our conversation today.
Yes, we always have fun. So here's the deal, guys. Strap on your seatbelts. Between Jen and I, our energy and passion levels are high. So you've been warned. And I do want to go back and say, check out the show posted a couple of weeks ago with Jen, and it says a special post, so you'll be easy to find it. Again, another great conversation, and then you can listen to this one or vice versa. So first question, Jen, why did you start studying physics? And I do know that's your jam, but why did you start studying that?
So I was really shy most of my life. She's shaking her head.
I don't believe you.
No, I was. I actually can tell you that in high school, I would make myself sick to not come in on the days where you had to do a talk.
No kidding.
So I wore glasses. I had short, curly hair. I had acne. I mean, it was, you know, I was taller than most of the boys. It was just not fun to be me. And so I just felt like I fit out, you know. And then I went into university and, you know, I got the, you know, I got contacts and I fixed my skin and all that kind of stuff. And still there was this feeling like I still don't see the world the same way everybody else does. What is going on with me? And I was wondering, you know, how many people felt that way, that feeling like they don't belong. And So I went about my merry way, sort of thinking like everyone else is getting this first prize life, but I'm getting this booby prize life because I don't fit in and I'm not like everybody else and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I sort of started to study physics back then a little bit, but I was still following the path of, because it's the way of fitting in. Okay, you go to college / university, you get the degree, you do the things, you work for the big multinational, you, like, this is the way you be happy. So someone's giving me a formula, I don't fit in, I'm going to do this formula to the best of my ability and see if this works.
Yeah.
And I ended up with a great big 6,500 square foot mansion with an indoor pool and a husband that loves me and a dog and a 3-car garage and a Porsche and Harleys and, you know, the life that you would think, oh, so it worked. You know, you follow the formula and it worked. And the funny thing is, not anything to do with my circumstances, but I did not feel fulfilled. I did not feel internally happy. I didn't feel like this was it. I knew there was more love available. I knew there was a greater sense of being the piece of the puzzle of my heaven on earth. And so as a result, the way that life works, it redirected me. I got incredibly sick at some point. And the only way for me to find my path to these, because remember, I'm following a very linear path.
Sure.
I'm like going to university and college for economics, social psychology, accounting. This is what I'm taking. And it's a miracle that I graduated, actually. And I'm doing all the right things. I'm checking all the boxes. I married the president of a big company. All the boxes are checked. So if people think your circumstances changing actually equals you being fulfilled and living an overflow of all the things that you love, meh, meh, eh, meh, eh, buzzer, nope. So... So what ended up happening is life sent me this curveball, which actually redirected me, Connie, in a big way. The curveball was I decided to live, before I got married, I decided to live on my sailboat. The sailboat, don't worry, don't think that I'm rich. I was rich. I was not rich. At the time, I was single, lived on my sailboat. It was owned by the bank. But I was trying to find myself. And I didn't have enough money to finish the bottom of the boat. Got exposed to some serious toxins, should have died, didn't die, had to go to holistic practitioners who I didn't know anything about, because remember, I'm very linear, or I was very, like, following the path. So I went to the doctors. Doctors couldn't help me. They were telling me that, you know, migraines were due to an aspirin deficiency and chronic yeast infections were due to a monostat deficiency. And I'm like, it's not working, people. So that health issue, somehow inside of me, I knew there was a way. Don't ask me. I know now why I knew, but then I had no idea why I knew. And I was relentless. And I went to all sorts of crazy practitioners. I probably spent, you know, $50,000 at very least on all of those things. And started the largest holistic nutrition practice in Canada. And that's to heal myself. And that's how I started meeting these, you know, metaphysicians, these scientists, these incredible healers, these, you know, it was when Bruce Lipton first started coming out, Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so... You know, I studied with him long before anybody knew him, just some, you know, some incredible mystics from ancient modalities. And I traveled the world. I traveled the world at least once, the entire world.
That's cool.
To kind of figure out what was going on with me. So my study of physics came because all of these mystics and scientists were all going back to the laws of physics. And I thought, then I need to understand the laws of physics. And what they told me, Connie, was that it's so much better than law. It's so beyond law of attraction. Like, law of attraction was a doorway to a conversation that's so much deeper and juicier than just law of attraction. And I took the deep dive. And now, just to give people a sense of what happened is I divorced that man. Nothing wrong with them. That's the thing. When you start to follow your flow and you live in overflow, it's not about that there's anything wrong. You just feel the inspiration that there's something more.
Sure.
And I know you felt that, that sense of urgency that there's something more to life. You've had that feeling, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone who's listening right now has felt that too. So what ended up happening is I knew there was something more. And instead of making it about things and money and stuff in the garage and Porsches, and I'm like, I do not care about what I mean, it's great to have that stuff. Don't get me wrong. And it doesn't mean anything if you're not fulfilled and you're not actually fully expressed.
Sure.
So what ended up happening is I took people on dolphin trips and learned how to swim with dolphins in the wild. I I became a medical intuitive. It just fell into me. I started to be able to see all sorts of histories and future trajectories of people, what I call the hologram, and everything changed. And I started to see that there isn't a person alive that doesn't have superpowers, that there isn't a person alive that can't live in overflow. And I became a relentless champion for human beings getting out of survival through using the laws of physics, metaphysics, and some very interesting mystical understandings of nature that caused me first to get my health back, lose the migraines, stop being depressed, marry this amazing man who is not of my dreams, but he is the perfect man for me. It has nothing to do with marrying the man of your dreams. It has to do with marrying the person who is the perfect divine complement that you can feel all the love with, and so on and so on. But that's kind of the story, the Reader's Digest version of the story.
You know, and you fascinate me every time I talk to you, and you're fun and you're goofy and you're lovable and you're just you're just beautiful. You're just a beautiful human. But here you're very welcome. Here's the thing. You said you don't know why, but it was there when it was time to start to explore physics, metaphysics, all those things. And so this, I want everybody to hear what Jen said. She doesn't know why. It's not like someone tapped her and said, let me show you the way. This is really what you need. It was don't you wish, man? I'm telling you, all the time and money you would have saved. But here's the thing. Every one of us has that voice. Every one of us knows what our heart's desire is, or soul's desire, whatever you want to talk about. We don't pause long enough to hear ourselves and think about it. And I was giggling when you were saying that you were, you know, living this toxic life, headaches, the migraines, right? Yeast infections, all of this. Your body was literally screaming at you saying, can we stop now, please? And you kept saying, let me go to another doctor. Let me go to another doctor.
Yeah.
Even though that inner voice was probably talking to you, you needed to get hit with the 2x4 upside your head for you to say, whoa, this isn't working, right? So I want everybody to really hear that. Jen clearly said, I don't know why, right? Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, well, what's really interesting about what you just said is that society sort of superimposes this roadmap on us.
Sure.
And I deliberately tried to get an A+ in checking all the boxes.
Yeah, because you're a good girl.
I'm a very good girl. I was a very good girl. I was my dad's good girl. You know, it's like I'm trying to do my parents right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, well, now we get into what's beautiful, is that when I started to see life, humans, you know, when I started to download those superpowers that we all have. And I just had a conversation with a girlfriend, and we were talking about how certain people separate themselves by calling themselves superpowered and having these amazing gifts. So I'm going to say something right now that's going to sound like I have amazing gifts and that I'm separate and I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hear what trees are saying. I have conversations with them. I know exact animals, same thing. I literally look at human cells. I can look at any person, even you right now, and I can see the congruencies, the incongruencies, what's happening, what's going on with their future trajectory, how they're aligned with themselves. I can see right now in the world of vax, COVID, like all that kind of stuff, all of the, you know, all of the incongruencies, all of the congruencies, what's happening with the polarity that's being created, what it's catalyzing in the future, all that kind of stuff. And people say, oh my God, that's amazing. And I say to them, no, it's not actually amazing. It's actually our natural state.
Yeah.
We all have the ability to sense life. I call it going direct with greater wisdom. Greater wisdom is always there. It's whether you're aligned or not.
Yeah.
Now, you said something really beautiful. You said we don't slow down enough because we're so in survival mode, trying to get at least enough to get by.
Yes.
That in survival mode, one of the parts of that operating system is that there's no space. There, listen, the most important thing I could say to anyone ever is you are one part 3D. You are 99 parts, the space between the three-dimensional atoms.
Love it.
You are 99% the what one would call the land of pure possibility. With one of my mystical friends, and actually one of my friends who's a professor of physics, he talked to me originally, which is also in the What the Bleep movie. If you haven't seen that, go and watch it. What the Bleep Do We Know? But he said, listen, when something hasn't landed in 3D, even my physical body or your physical body, electrons actually make it such that, if you guys can go back to chemistry, and if you don't remember chemistry because it's all a blur, just understand that we're made up of atoms. Atoms are made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons with a little nucleus, okay? Now, and neutrons, yes. So here's the thing. Electrons can, they don't actually land. They go in and out of phases. They can show up here, there, until you have an idea or until you make a decision or a choice. The electron doesn't land. In other words, 3D doesn't land unless you agree to it or choose it. Okay? So in the 99% of you, by the way, it's a lot more than that, that isn't even physical, most of you is made up of the space between the atoms, of those ever-changing electrons. And I'm going to put it in English. Most of you and I is made up, and the world and the cosmos and everything is made up of pure possibility. Nothing has landed in 3D. Until you actually decide, it will not show up in 3D, or it'll be very confusing and it makes life a lot harder. And when you live solely like you're a 3D person, you can only manage your resources according to what you actually believe currently exists in 3D.
Yeah.
So people keep recreating the same reality over and over and over again because they don't understand themselves to be creators. They don't understand themselves to be taking those not landed particles and to be able to focus them, to land them as something that's never been before. How do you think, like, I'm just looking at my iPhone. How do you think iPhones keep evolving?
Yeah.
Why do you think this little thing on the back of my iPhone that does EMFs got created? Why do you think, it's all creating something that's never been before.
Love it.
And that is who we are. So,
okay.
So it's important to understand physics to understand how we were meant to live and how overflow happens, but that's just the beginning of it.
Okay, so a couple of things you said. So many, you know me, I just love so many things that you say, but the one I want to go back to, the physics. I'm glad you stopped with that, because everything, really, science and math, it exists. So even people go, oh, that's woo-woo. Well, wait a minute. There's scientific proof, right? When you change the plasticity or the habits. That's the best. Yeah. When we start to change our habits, the neuropath, you could take an MRI and it shows the change in the neuropaths, right? So your MRI before you were kind of working on yourself and the MRI after, and it shows different pathways. So it's based in science. That was number one, what I wanted to say. Second thing is, you said that you talked to plants and stuff. So I had a reading, a colleague, friend of mine in Canada. I don't know, you know, Deanne Rudreau. Do you know that?
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Love
yeah.
Deanne. And so I met her. We spoke at a thing. She was before me. I was after. We were both like, we need to connect. And I'm like, oh my God, you have to, I need a reading, this Akashic reading. And that, then I did take her class to read the Akashic records for myself. I don't want to do that for a living. But anyway, that's a side note. It's not what I want to do, people. But anyway, she, the first time she met me, and it's so funny because she didn't know anything about me. And she said, do you, just like this, you know how we hesitate before we say something when you don't know someone?
Yeah.
She said, do you talk to the water, and do you know that the water talks to you? And I giggled and I said, yes, I know. And she said, you know, she goes, I think you were a mermaid and you lived in Atlantis. And I said, I probably did. So I collect mermaids, right? I have a couple of mermaids. But the funny thing is, the only time I think, well, I shouldn't say the only time, but the time that I think the clearest and purest and have my best downloads is when I'm at our shore house. We have water in the backyard, the salt water. It talks to me. So now it's funny because, and then she continued after I was so receptive, but how many people and everybody listening, right? Would you have said, okay, this one's a kook who talks to water, right? It was as if I knew. Now here's Jen, this is the why I'm saying this. I didn't know I talked to water and I didn't know the water talked to me. It wasn't a conscious, oh yes, I'm going to go talk to the water and
it
have
was
some
just
divine.
The way you are right.
Just I know the water talks to me and helps me with my clarity, the conduit of information, whatever it is. When I'm stressed, that's my go-to because I know I'll calm and I'll have those divine downloads. So I really want everybody to hear all of this is based in science. Everything around us is energy. We're shifting and sharing energy all the freaking time. So
well,
I just got to want to
talk about the science of that. Let's take it deeper. So remember, economist.
She's a science
then
geek.
Then became a nutritionist. What'd you just say?
I said she's a science geek.
I am a science geek. So remember, my background is economics and accounting. That's all numbers.
Yep.
And then I went to biology, which is nutritionist.
Yep.
So now that's all science. And then I'm studying with Bruce Lipton, and he's all about science. And that's not true. I kind of judged the woo.
Yeah.
The woo is it's like I sometimes it's really hard. There's an evolution of people who were very sensitive, who developed this whole land of spirituality, which I deeply appreciate. We have to ground it in reality now so that the rest of humanity can understand what they understand.
Yes.
Because it sounds too way out there.
Yes.
So for me, I'm coining a new word and I'm just getting the copyright on it. It's called scientuality.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Right?
Yes, I do. Go ahead, because I have another question.
This is the first I've never told anyone that, by the way.
But I love it.
Right now, I know. Isn't it great?
Yes.
So, scientuality.
It's sexy.
Because we have to understand. So let me talk about, let's even stop saying energy. What if we started saying, because the truth is, the way that we have receptor sites on the outside of our cells. So I'm going to share something I haven't shared in a long time. This is super friggin' juicy, Connie. You're going to love this.
I know I will.
You will. I was watching way back when a Bruce Lipton interview with some guy who was equally brilliant. I wish I could remember his name so I could cite the interview, but I can't. It was a long time ago. And I was in this world of talking about what we're talking about right now. And I was understanding, it was right after I had been studying, that plants talk to each other through photons. They give off photons,
sure.
They receive photons. And in fact, I even went to a place where they interpreted those light particles and it comes across as sound.
Love it.
And it's beautiful how plants talk to each other. And I went, people do too. And I'm like, who said that? You know, kind of like you talk to water.
Yeah.
And I just knew that because I wanted to know the science of intuition. I don't want to know that it's some woo-woo, special, crunchy granola, tree-hugging, Birkenstock-wearing thing for people with crystal balls. You understand?
I do. Like,
because I was sitting in front of my clients as a nutritionist, scientist, and I could feel things about them the way you felt things about water. And by the way, I have the same thing with water. I have the same thing. People
love
call
it.
Me mermaid all the time.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my clients, and I started doing entire timelines, and I started feeling, seeing, hearing where their incongruencies were. That's how I started to be able to see holographically. And I was very skeptical of myself, what I was
sure.
hearing and feeling and sensing.
Sure.
And then I read these studies that just come to me magically that affirm that plants talk to each other. And then I see this Russian scientist who's saying, oh, well, people do too. And we're going to prove that. And I'm like, Well, if we send and receive photon packages of light, we only have two ears and one mouth. But we have 75 trillion cells that are receiving information about each other. Now, these little photons can carry, can form, let's say, geometric patterns. They can form frequencies, tones. They carry waveforms, all sorts of stuff. And we have receptor sites for photons on the outside of our cells. In fact, there's something called synchrotronic radiation. You don't need to know what it is. It comes from the sun. Now listen to this. So this is a series. I don't tell this story very often. I do not know why I'm telling it to you.
Because I'm special.
Because you're special. Well, human beings were born to be superpowered. So I started to see, God, this is so weird. So I started to see that human beings have 12 dimensions of DNA, not strands, dimensions, that the junk DNA is connected to these 12 dimensions. Now, since I first started talking about it like 18 years ago, about 6 years ago, a scientist actually started diving into it and affirmed exactly what I saw.
So cool.
And I thought, wow. And why I asked, you know, greater wisdom, life, why I asked to get that information was because I noticed how many of my friends were incredibly intuitive, talked to water, had this relationship with, some of my friends had a relationship with horses where they just
yes.
were like amazing horse whisperer.
Yes.
My boyfriend at the time was like a total dolphin whisperer, you know. And I went, what is that? What's going on? Like, how can some people be so incredibly skilled? And, you know, I was being psychic beyond imagination. And I thought, okay, these are skills, but they aren't from our 3D DNA
yeah.
because 3D DNA can only give us the instruction manual or the roadmap for things you do in 3D. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
So there's got to. So the question I asked of consciousness, and I haven't heard anyone else ask it, at least 18 years ago, I didn't hear anyone ask it, was, well, if we have multidimensional abilities, where are the codes for that?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's when those 12 dimensions of DNA came through. And I've seen other people start teaching it since then, like in the last 5 years. But literally nobody was understanding it back then. And I was just deeply curious. So now we're going to come back to photons. I thought to myself, well, if we all have these superpowers, I don't want to start teaching this stuff. Sound like a Superman movie. I don't want to start teaching this stuff because if the evil forces get a hold of, you know, human superpowers, blah, 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 blah. And I thought that's not the way it works. It doesn't work, evil forces.
Of course not.
But so how does it work? So now let's go back, revisit that interview I talked about earlier. So the interview said with Dr. Bruce Lipton and this other super groovy doctor, they said, well, on every one of human beings, oh my God, I can already feel how much you're going to love this. On every human being's cell, like all of the 75 trillion cells, there are receptor sites on the outside. And they're either active or inactive, these specific receptor sites. We have receptor sites for lots of neurochemical, biochemical messages that go to cells and they give instruction and they activate your DNA and all that kind of stuff. However, these receptor sites are receptor sites for synchrotronic radiation. And these receptor sites basically are sitting around when they aren't active. They're inactive when you're surviving, when you're trying hard, when you're judging, when you're arguing, when you feel bad, when you're depressed, when you feel alone, all of those things, when you're beating yourself up. So the receptor sites aren't active, he said. He said, and these are the receptor sites for synchrotronic radiation, which comes from the sun. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? And then he said, and all of a sudden I got it, but they receive photon packages of light from the sun. He was just talking about the sun, because our cells get energy almost like photosynthesis. But I've already discovered that photons can organize themselves to deliver information. And all of a sudden I'm like, and some of the information, so I'm adding up all the things that I've learned.
Sure.
Oh my God. So when you're in a good space, when you are in a place of inspiration, when you're truly following your heart's calling, when you're on purpose, what happens is those receptor sites are active. And the photon packages of light from each other, from the sun, and that get delivered from greater wisdom that contain your multidimensional DNA that cause you to be, you know, Joe Dispenza would call it superhuman. It's not superhuman. It's human. That's the way we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So when you're lined up, all of those superpowers start to activate. We actually receive multidimensional DNA codes to up-level ourselves to be, and everyone here knows it, to be able to live in that degree of flow. So now what does that have to do with our topic today, which is abundance?
Okay, we have like 2 minutes left. So go ahead, wrap it up. Okay. Bring it home for us, sister.
Here it is. Here's the punchline of today. I started working with clients about getting themselves into the place of receptivity for their human superpowers. And what would happen is their degree of receptivity of things that were beyond what they ever intended started to blast off. Hence, my house on the top of a mountain with my husband, dog I love, not the dog I imagined, the dog that was perfect for me. You understand? It's like I just started manifesting orbiters, and I saw the change in all the people around us. So that's basically what the underpinnings of abundance are about. This is how abundance occurs. When we start to live in that 99% of our place of existence and don the superpowers to navigate life way above the 3D, we stop being interested in arguing for positions.
Yeah.
And we start being interested in receiving the answers that build bridges for humanity.
Yeah.
And when we be interested in that, the universe sends us all of the resources, love, and everything we need.
Yeah.
So that's the punchline.
Yeah. And you know, humans are humans, right? That's really, that's the long and short of it. Humans and the power and position and what we think we want and that linear, like just what you started with the university and the linear, if I do this, this, and this, I'll have that good life. And then you get here and you think, well, life's not so great. And that's that surviving, right? And we're really good. We're really good as a society to survive. And yep. I don't know that we think about thriving, because life is good when, you know, good is the enemy of great. When things are okay, we don't change anything. When things get real crapola, that's when we think, holy crap, I better do something, right? So this, I hope this story, my guest, and I hope this conversation has inspired you. And the word that kept coming to me as you were talking, just throughout your whole thing, like, I did this, this, and this, so I expect that. I think we have to get rid of that linear thinking of A plus B equals C and start to become curious about what am I not seeing and how can I open myself up to that receptivity of the photons and all of the. We're almost like, as you were talking to, I was picturing myself as a on the roof, for energy.
Oh, right, like a satellite dish.
The warm one, though, that they, the solar panel.
God, we just put solar panels on our. You're so funny. I can't even believe it.
But that's what I was picturing, because we're the solar panels. We just have to be open to all of that wonderful photo energy, that whatever that photo. What was it? What was it called? Give me the word. Syntronautic something.
Yeah, it's from the sun. It's a kind of radiation. That a synchrotronic radiation, but I want to say, I just want to say this, Connie. I think it's really important. One,
you love me.
I do love you. Of course I do. You know everything I say. You're like taking. I could just see you slurping it up. Like, I love this shit. So the second thing is that there's a process of embodying those superpowers, really and truly. We're so surrounded by people that are in survival mode that to be able to just say on a show, hey, just do that, it's like you're surrounded by people who will argue that this is a bunch of baloney.
Absolutely.
Right? So the thing is that community matters.
Yeah.
That actually, one of the things that I will say, you touched on it, is curious on the adventure matters everything.
Yes.
So curious on the adventure is a way of being to approach this stuff.
Yeah.
Not like try to get it right, not try to convince your family.
Yes.
Do it for yourself.
Yes.
So that's one. Two is there's a process of embodiment. It can take your whole life, but, you know, literally everyone is a piece of the puzzle of heaven on earth. My job is to assist people to be able to become the piece of the puzzle of heaven on earth that they are.
Absolutely.
With all of the trappings, the superpowers that go along with that, and to be able to embody those and live in the land of thriving. Most people know that they should be. They just don't know why they're not.
Absolutely.
And I'm explaining why they're not.
All
and
right.
So that's really curious on the adventure is a key. If someone wants to take a step from this conversation, it would be that. Stay curious on the adventure, and if it inspires you, do the work, right?
And, of course, we have resources for you, because this is the Enlightenment of Change, right? And these are the guests I bring on who are generous and amazing and abundant. And that's why I love you, and why you, again, just you have to stay in my orbit. But here's the thing. Please check out Jen's website. It's I'll put it in the show notes, but it's thewideawakening.com. Check it out. She has a link for you guys, a free giveaway link, and it's called thewideawakening.com/3days. No hyphens or anything, so just the number 3 days. And also, please email somebody from Jen's team will get back to you, but email info@thewideawakening.com. And the last free gift, Jen is extremely generous. Her last free gift is go to agentsofawakening.com, and you have access to, tell them what they have access to.
Well, when they email info@thewideawakening.com, put, I want to be an agent of awakening. And it will give you 14 days free access.
Nice.
To get out of your own way, to embody and evolve. 12 days of like courses that we charge $400, $500, $1,000 for. So for 14 days, you can go in and do them and try out some of the things that we've been talking about
love
today.
It.
So it's like
love
super, super juicy cool.
Love it. Thank you so much for that. So yeah, check it out, guys. Again, The Wide Awakening. Am I giving that? Did I say it? Yeah, thewideawakening.com /3 days, thewideawakening.com. Go to the website. You'll find everything you need. I promise I will put all this stuff in the show notes. Jen, as always, thank you for, you always shine a light. I did that on purpose, but you always shine a light on for me, because you know I'm a very curious person, but you always shine a light on just more thought-provoking things so that I can go into that surrender and go into flow mode, right, of acceptance without fighting and just I'm surviving, right? It's not about the push. It's about the ease. And that, to me, is what you are all about. And I've done classes with Jen. I love Jen. She's mind-blowing. But I tell you, everything she teaches, as soon as you get it, it's like, and life just becomes a smidge easier. So for me, if we can make life a little bit easier for you between my guests and I, that's truly one of the purposes of the show. Change, it's easier than you think. You just have to be open to some of the possibilities and solutions. So Jen, thank you for being on. I just, you know, I love you. And it's been good to hang out with you because we haven't talked in a while. So yeah, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me, Sugar Plum, and thank you everyone who's listening.
Yeah, love it. Thanks. And I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover that no matter what change that you're surviving through, let's flip that, become curious, and become not just a survivor, but a thriver. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, there is a better option. And Jen might be the person you're looking for. So again, check out the show notes, check out Jen, reach out to her as needed. And again, of course, you can reach out to me as needed too. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I truly wish you all an inspired week where change becomes something that is curious and fun and thriving for you. And if Jen and I can accomplish that in our lifetime, we are rock stars, sister.
Come on now.
Have a great week, everyone. I'll see you next week. Be good. Thanks again. Bye.